This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. Twitter X Spaces. Chase, how can people get in, listen in, and become a part of the show?
Yeah, just go to the InfoWars X account, which is at InfoWars. And if you're on a mobile device, just tap the profile picture and click Join Spaces. Or if you're on a browser, you should be able to see that we have launched the space in the feed of the InfoWars account. So just go to at InfoWars and join the space to listen in that way. And I believe in 30 minutes, we're going to start taking questions and comments from the audience.
Yeah, we're going to continue our discussion here in the InfoWars studio, and then we'll open up the spaces for other comments. Quickly here in this short segment, I want to talk about the Super Bowl parade shooting. Predictably, the Democrats are now coming out with their same anti-Second Amendment rhetoric. I've got a couple examples for the sake of time. I won't read them now. It's Newsom, it's Biden, it's the Democrats. It's funny to me, though, Harrison, we just saw six shootings, school shootings, church shootings, and the silence from the mainstream media, the silence from the Democrat Party, usually jumping at any opportunity to attack the Second Amendment. But they didn't talk about those shootings, and we all know why, because those were leftist shooters that targeted Christians, and they were part of the trans LGBTQ indoctrination cult. So the media didn't want to talk about those, but now they get this Super Bowl shooting, and they are talking about that. And I'm what's also strange about this, it's like we can't get any information on the shooters somehow. I don't know what that's about. But, I mean, it's so obvious, Harrison. They don't want to talk about their shooters, but now they're like, well, we still hate the Second Amendment, so we'll use this one.
Yeah, well, this is a little bit different than what you would typically think of as like a mass shooting where you've got some lone gunman going into a school or going into a public place and just opening fire on random people just to kill people. You know, this obviously seems to me a little bit different. You had multiple people injured, only one person killed. It seems like this was some sort of gang conflict that took place or some sort of, you know, interpersonal beef that just happened to break out in the middle of a huge crowd of people. And so I think it has more to do with the symptom of just relentless crime in this country, the shootings and murders that have skyrocketed ever since the Defund the Police program that took place. I think it has more to do with that than anything else. So obviously they're going to deflect to gun control like they always do. Obviously, I think the focus should be on the two guys that tackled the shooters, put their own lives at risk. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
I saw somebody on, I think it was DPrime85 on Twitter, but almost jokingly, he's like, these guys should never pay taxes again for the rest of their lives.
I agree, them and everyone else.
True heroism, honestly. To do that, who knows how many lives they saved. But again, I think it's less of your typical mass shooting. And I hate that that's even a phrase, but, you know, there's mass shootings where people go out and just try to murder as many people as possible. And then there's just the relentless gun crime that plagues American cities that in this case happened to break out in the middle of a giant crowd. So horrifying, terrifying, again, just another sort of data point in the decline and fall of a once great country called America.
Well, and there's all kinds of gang activity. Specifically, you look at the west side of Kansas City.
Oh.
And so there was also an Operation Chase that Trump launched that Biden canceled immediately. And that was the task force to stop gang activity. I believe it was called Operation Legend. And immediately when Biden shut it down, gang shootings skyrocketed.
You know, I'm not familiar with the intricacies or the details of Operation Legend, but one thing that comes to mind, given the discussion about legislation around gun control, is obviously all of these mass shootings are illegal for a number of different reasons, whether the person has the firearm illegally already because they have a record, or just the fact that murder is illegal. It's already a crime. So it's not like we need new laws to make this illegal. The debate's really around new regulations, but I mean, it's like this perpetual argument from the left about new regulation and then the bounce back from the right. It's going to violate rights and it's not going to actually accomplish anything. But when push comes to shove, if criminals want guns, they're going to get guns. I mean, the cartel is incredibly well armed, and I believe there's like one location in Mexico where you can actually buy a personal firearm. It's just going to happen. So, and it's so moot anyway. Even if they did pass legislation to confiscate every single firearm in this country, like they call for constantly with banning assault weapons, whatever that means, there's no way that they would actually be able to get all the weapons because there's more weapons than there are people in the United States. It's all totally moot and baffling to me.
Well, and also, I just like logical consistency. And if it doesn't have logical consistency, it's propaganda. So we see death, killings, shootings in the Middle East or Ukraine, and what's the U.S. government's response? Send them guns! Send them more guns! But then there's crime in the American metropolitan areas, and it's take their guns! Take their guns! So, I mean, okay. Why no logical consistency? We'll be right back. Short break here. I hope you're joining us on X. You'll be able to weigh in there later. Coming up.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Case. Is that making a Putin folk? Or maybe Putin has good taste in music. Or maybe if you don't like AC/DC, there's something wrong with you. But that's a debate for another day. I think they're about to go on tour. Like, these guys are going to literally rise from the crypt and start playing the guitar. All right, we got Chase Geyser, Harrison Smith in studio. You might call it the Knights of the InfoWars Roundtable here. We're also live on Twitter X Spaces, and we're going to open this debate up for the audience coming up in 30 minutes, the national security debate, and should Republicans impeach Biden? And maybe we'll lean into that on the Twitter space, but you'll be able to open up your mics and speak with us on the Twitter X space coming up here in about 30 minutes. Guys, let's talk about this national security issue now. And there's all kinds of stories. Let me just run down this quick list of headlines. Trump meets with Tulsi Gabbard over how to run DOD in second term. I like that. Tulsi Gabbard, anti-war. I like Trump reaching across the aisle, even though she left the Democrat Party. But looking for individuals who are anti-war to be a part of his administration to have influence on it, I think that's a positive sign. And here's something. The mainstream media is freaking out. They're angry because Trump could force Ukraine to make a peace deal. I mean, oh, God forbid we have peace. I mean, that's so bad. If Trump likes peace, then peace is bad now. That's something. Lindsey Graham's about-face on Ukraine shows GOP patient with Kiev regime has run out. Or Lindsey Graham knows it's an election year and the American people are sick of funding this war, and he's probably already made enough money off of his stocks that he's doing an about-face. But no, I would expect Lindsey Graham to go on a pro-war diatribe sometime within the next month. Don't be fooled. Putin says he prefers Joe Biden over Donald Trump because Biden is weak and Trump is strong, but he also might be kind of trolling there as well. But, you know, anyway, the media, but it's also kind of like throw that red bait to the media and then show the American people how fraudulent the media is, that they won't say that, you know, Putin is colluding with Russia here. And then, of course, there's the Israel issue. Netanyahu pulls out of talks over delusional Hamas demands. Hostage families stunned. Well, I don't know why they're so stunned. The IDF has killed multiple hostages. They've made it quite clear they don't really care about that. Israeli rappers call for Dua Lipa, Bella Hadid, and Mia Khalifa to be killed because they're anti-genocide in the Gaza Strip. But, of course, they won't get banned on X. So there's just some of the developments there. But, okay. The Senate tries to pass a $95 billion spending bill. I would say 80% of the American population is against it. I mean, even Democrats are sick of spending these bills, these ridiculous spending bills that don't help our country at all. So they're trying to pass this bill, even though it has no popularity. And then what do they say? National security threat. Russia space nukes. So do you think, Harrison, that this is just some propaganda to try to get the American people to buy into this new spending bill? Do you think it's propaganda to try to get the House Republicans to buy into this spending bill?
No, I think Russia has weapons of mass destruction, and we must find them. No, it's baffling to me how the American people seem to fall for the same thing over and over and over again. The timing is too serendipitous that this massive spending bill that's unpopular and probably not going to get through the House. Just in time, you have some vague, terrifying threat that, and even the way they released it yesterday, where, I mean, it was almost like a script where it's like first there's rumblings of a threat, and then you would get a little bit more details, and, you know, by the end of the day, everybody's tearing their hair out and freaking out. Maybe Russia has space nukes. I talked about this a little bit on when I actually spaced into American Journal this morning. There are so many reasons why it makes no sense to have nukes in space. The ICBM missiles that Russia has developed that are supersonic, the Rods of God technology where you literally just drop metal rods onto Earth and it has the same effect as nuclear weapons, it's redundant to build a nuclear weapon and send it into space. So I think there's a lot of other stuff to worry about. I think Chase has a good reading on this, on the way that they're trying to frame Russia as having violated a treaty in the run-up to the war that they really want with Russia. And there's also some weird stories earlier this week about a UFO off the coast of California disabling nukes. Again, I don't know how that plays into it, but it seemed like a little bit of foreshadowing of some sort. You have space, you have nukes, you know. Something about this just, it all smells rotten to me. It doesn't pass the sniff test for me. It doesn't make any sense. The timing is too convenient. And, you know, nobody, especially after the Putin interview, there's not a lot of appetite for going to war with Russia in America today. And so they need to drum it up by saying they have weapons of mass destruction, just like they did in Iraq. And if something happens with the American populace, with each new crisis they manufacture, it's like the American populace just resets to this childlike gullibility where we just want daddy government to keep us safe, do whatever you want, you know, as long as you save us from the threat you made up. So I'm not buying it, I guess, long story short.
I thought you were going to say because space was fake and gay.
Well,
went a little more intellectual. I do believe that story, though, to be clear, the supposed UFO blowing the nuke out of the sky, I do believe that nuke came from land, though. I don't think they said that was...
I think it was on board an Air Force flight, but that's like a regular thing. It goes back to the 70s. There's something called the Tehran incident in 1974, where a fighter jet goes to try to identify unidentified flying objects, and he finds his controls get shut down, even the mechanical controls. So, and if you just search UFO disabling nukes, every couple years you get a story about a UFO going over some nuclear facility and shutting down the weapons. So it's not a new thing, but it was interesting that it happened just before this story broke.
So Russian space nukes, Chase, give me $95 billion.
I just can't stop thinking about the Babylon Bee headline, United States invades space, finds no weapons of mass destruction.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's just like soldiers floating out of space. But basically what happened was after this story came out, I was like, this smells like a psyop. So I went to ChatGPT, and I just asked the simple question, does Russia have nukes in space? And it went into this long message about how, no, because in 1967, Russia and the United States and other nuclear powers signed a treaty called the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, where all of these nations agreed that they would never deploy any nuclear weapons in space. And then I was like, oh, wow, that's fascinating, because if NATO was formed as a deterrent to the USSR, and NATO, of course, still exists, and Russia is still beholden to the USSR's treaties and agreements legally, then if you accuse Russia of violating the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, then doesn't that legally justify more explicit action from NATO against Russia, right? So now they haven't had the excuse that they needed to get involved in a boots-on-the-ground way, in a more explicit way. They've been waging this war by proxy through Ukraine. So it seems to me very likely that this is all either made up or only coming out now because it's conducive to catalyzing more explicit action, more explicit war with Russia from the international community.
So here's, entering the chat, ring the bell. It's now official. The Knights of the InfoWars Roundtable.
King Arthur.
The power has just increased into the room, and Alex Jones is now in the studio.
Yeah, I'm having to deal with a bunch of the bankruptcy crap. I'd rather be on air and listen to you guys, but I'm actually up here at the office getting some stuff done. I'll be back for part of the show tomorrow, and I'll be up here this weekend, obviously. They have a lot of court crap I have to deal with that I have to be on site for to deal with, as they do stuff like sell off everything I own, which is fine because I don't care about selling every trinket or every knife or every gun or every book or everything I ever had, because truth and justice will be on the air is what matters, and these people don't understand that. But I've been following the Russia situation, and I know exactly what's going on with the so-called space nukes. So I'm going to shoot a special report right now that'll be ready for you guys. And if I was you guys on Spaces, I would actually make it some about the big Russia threat, because Mario Nafal at 3 o'clock will be popping on with him. He's doing his own Spaces on this. I don't know what you guys chose to do your Spaces on, but I'm going to have the inside baseball for you guys, a little five-minute report you can air during that Spaces. I'll have it ready for you here in about 40 minutes or so, okay?
Copy that.
But I'm an expert on this. And I also knew General Benton K. Parton, who was secretly the head of that force, and then Dr. Bob Bowman, who was later the head of the secret forces. And they never told me anything secret, but they would say, this is what they've accidentally declassified. And so they explained to me X-ray lasers. The United States has a whole bunch of nuclear-powered lasers in space. I'll explain what X-ray lasers are and more. No one else is talking about.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
War with Lebanon to defeat Hezbollah. I want to stay out of all of it, but we're already involved. So once you get involved, then you do have to consider these things. It's not unlikely that, you know, they might send terrorists through the southern border to commit a terrorist attack against Americans. So once you get involved in the war, you're in the war, and now you have to consider these things as national security threats, even if you personally don't think that we should be going to war with these groups, because our leadership does. Now we are at risk for blowback.
Well, I think politically speaking, this is going to be a big measurement of where we're at in Congress, because I still believe we can politically save the United States of America. And maybe the race against time is, will our psychotic leaders just blow us off the map first? But this is going to be the measuring stick, because I would say every other Congress in our lifetime, when they come out and they say Russian space nukes or weapons of mass destruction or nuclear Yetis, you know, whatever the lie is, Congress, at the snap of a finger, says, okay, whatever funding you want, whatever war you want, we're in, we're voting for it. We don't want to be the ones that say, oh, no, you know, there's the space Yetis attacked Americans and it was my fault. If the House Republicans reject this, even after the intelligence community propaganda, I think that shows a major tide shift politically, that now you have Republicans that aren't going to go along with the propaganda. They recognize it as propaganda, and they'd rather listen to the American people than the intelligence communities.
Yeah, I agree. I think people criticize the new speaker for basically being the same as McCarthy. Oh, you go one more hawk for another one. But the fact that the first one was even replaced at all, that McCarthy was even booted at all, is indicative of a major shift. There is an awakening, I believe, happening amongst Republican leadership as to the fact that the nature of their base is shifting from a neocon mentality that was sort of manifest post 9/11 because of the war on terror propaganda. It's shifting from that to MAGA, and we're seeing those early adopters like the Matt Gaetzes and others in the Republican Party who are realizing this and responding more rapidly than those sort of other establishment folks who are hanging on to the old medium, right? It's like hanging on to radio despite the fact that Spaces is sort of a new platform, or these other streaming platforms are the future. So we are seeing a major shift happen in the political climate, I think, in the Republican Party. There's always going to be a latency between or from what changes amongst the people and how it's reflected in leadership. That's just the nature of it. And right now we're witnessing that turmoil happen on the political stage, just as we're witnessing the dying gasps of legacy media in the face of these alternative platforms that are just outperforming.
Well, it's sort of carving out it's an opportunity, I think. It's an opportunity for people to reach out and grasp and be representative of the huge people in the middle, because whether it's the war in Israel or the war in Ukraine, you've got people on the Democratic side and the Republican side on those far ends, the neocon and the neoliberal end. They agree we want more war, but there's a huge number of Americans that don't want war and want somebody to represent that. As you point out, like Trump combining with Tulsi Gabbard, or Trump and RFK, there's an opportunity for actual legitimate unity here, unity of the people who are sick of war and sick of the adventurism and sick of our money being sent overseas, versus the establishment who that's all they seem to do is start wars and send our money overseas.
You know, and part of me wonders, too, and who knows if this has been the mentality for a while or if maybe this mentality still exists or exists today. It's that, okay, well, I'll tell you what, then. If you're not going to give us the $95 billion, then somebody's getting bombed, right? I mean, that's yeah. kind of where the deep state and the military-industrial complex and all these proxy groups come into play. The military-industrial complex, the deep state control, is like, oh, you're not going to give us our $95 billion to launder? Well, then, you know what? Somebody's getting bombed tomorrow.
Right. It's less of this being a warning about a threat, but it's a threat. It's a threat from our
Well, they openly say it now. I mean, yeah. Chuck Schumer goes up and says, sign this bill or you're going to war.
Yeah, or give us the border funding, or we're going to shut down deportations and, you know, let all the people go. They are actually doing that because they didn't get the money they wanted. So now they're saying, okay, all the people that we had in holding, or we're just going to let go because you didn't give us money to keep them. So yeah, we're literally at war with our own government in a very real way.
Yeah, our government is the greatest threat to national security, and has been for a long time.
I think that's what most people now see. And I think that kind of leans into what you were saying earlier, if there's a way to describe the neocon majority voter base becoming the MAGA majority voter base. I mean, that's the realization. We're patriotic. We love America. But to deal with the problems we're facing within our country internally is not anti-patriotic, right? That's what we need to do to save the country. I think that's kind of the realization. It's not like, well, I'm a flag-waving American, so I always support our wars, or I always support Congress or the president no matter what. Now it's, well, wait a second, I realize that Congress or the president or these wars, they don't represent me. They don't represent my country. They don't do anything to benefit me. And so now it's like that's kind of reshaping the Republican voter base. And really, it's not even about the Republican Party. It's a populist movement that's happening.
Yeah, and you don't often see Democrats criticizing Republicans anymore, which I think is indicative of sort of the old hat Republicans being part of the Uniparty more than this MAGA base. You see Biden administration and other leaders coming specifically after MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans are extremists. MAGA Republicans are domestic terrorists. They like the Republicans and the neocons that play ball and give in all the time. They have no problem with the actual old Republican Party because they work together so nicely as this Uniparty. What they hate is MAGA Republicans specifically. And, you know, I used to think, man, this country just needs a third party. And recently I've come to realize that we don't need a third party. We just need a second one.
Well, I think I'm very pragmatic when I look at politics, and that's that. The takeover of the Republican Party from the neocons is the answer. And I think that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
And we're able to get a foot in the door with Donald Trump and then some of the Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Rand Paul types, where now the door is open and we can actually have this takeover of the Republican Party. And you know, you brought it up earlier. Let's say there's three problems. It's the Mick Republicans. Well, we already got rid of McCarthy. McConnell he's done after this congressional session. I don't see him being the leadership anymore. There's already grumblings in D.C. with the Republicans in the Senate. They got to get rid of McConnell. And then McDaniel, you know, she's basically clinging on with one of her fake nails to her position at the RNC. So she's going to be gone. So I think once you get rid of the Mick Republicans leading the party, again, I think there's hope that we can save this country politically. But then it gets down to the same thing. Oh, you're not going to give us $95 billion? Somebody's getting bombed. So that's kind of the big concern. Now, we're about to open this up for your comments, questions, considerations on the X Spaces happening right now at InfoWars on X. We got a lot of people listening in there, and we're going to be going to some of you shortly. We're also going to have a special report from Alex Jones coming up shortly as well. So this is all coming up shortly. Remember, everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, guys, I'm going to do a little shopping here. Can you guys pull up the storefront? I'm going to do a little shopping here. I think maybe I'm going to need to get some coffee. We'll get some coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. Or I don't know, maybe my caffeine source should be a little TurboForce Plus, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I could use a little BrainForce. There's big, heavy conversations that are being had right now. Maybe I need some BrainForce Plus from InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off that as well. I'm just going to need some energy for this. I'm going to need some energy and some focus. So I don't know. I think I'm going to, guys, let's put some coffee in the cart. Let's put some TurboForce Plus in the cart. Let's put some BrainForce Plus in the cart. And let's get some energy. Let's get some focus for these important conversations that we're about to have on an X Spaces with you in the audience. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So really, us just being on air is a victory. Us just being here is a victory. But the fact that we have you on with us, three of our hosts here in studio. Alex Jones cutting a special report. That's like massive victory. That's like light speed victory. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We just spoke to Alex during the break. Project Excalibur. He has all the documents.
It's more roundtable
symmetry. I was going to say, how does that even work? What is that? At night's the InfoWars roundtable, Alex Jones comes in here literally with the Project Excalibur documents. I'm not even kidding you. He had the Sword of Excalibur. He was wielding it. He's shooting the special report right now. It's going to debut right here on the Alex Jones Show in T-minus 1 hour. So we are just absolutely loaded today with all this information. We're also about to go to the Twitter Spaces where we're discussing this issue, your expertise, and your response to this national security threat so that they can force feed another $95 billion into war. Chase is going to be handling this right here from the studio. So Chase, go ahead and start conducting.
Yeah, so we are going to start taking speakers. It looks like there might be some dead air on the space right now. If the crew can take a look and make sure that the space is actually getting the audio signal, please let me know. And what I'll do is I'll start adding people as speakers.
Here we go.
There we go. We got it fixed. Thank you. And we'll be taking your comments and questions. So just give me about a minute to give people some speaker access who have requested it, and then we will pop in and make sure that everything's working here in the space.
You know, it's so great that Musk opened up X from like a 50% free speech platform to like maybe a 90% or something. I mean, nothing is perfect. But the fact that we're able to have this conversation on X and we're able to get the InfoWars content back on X and you're able to get Alex Jones' historical expertise with his encyclopedia of knowledge back on X, it's so key for moments like this. And Harrison, this is why, whether it's the Democrats or anybody else throughout human history, this is why censorship is so important for power. Because when you have any opposition or any debate or even history, just history being brought up, the people in power that want to control the narrative and control the flow of information and money and power and influence, it hurts them. It can destroy them. And that's why censorship has been so important.
And so total, right? You can have 99% censorship, but if that 1% truth cracks through, that's the crack in the dam that eventually leads to a total collapse. So it's important for them to have as much censorship as humanly possible, because that one little nugget of truth can break through and shatter the whole paradigm when you get to the level of deception that we're dealing with in the modern day. So there's sort of multiple ways of that. There's either total censorship where, you know, the lies that we're being fed are continuous and they can't let anybody disagree or prove them wrong because it shatters the whole paradigm. Or there's soft censorship, which is sort of where I fear X is going now, where they don't eliminate accounts nearly as much as they used to, but they crush outreach, they crush your ability. So you can follow me, but my stuff's not going to show up on your feed. They can follow you, your stuff's not going to show up on the feed. So I think they sort of learned that censorship backfires with the whatever effect, the where, you know, you ban somebody and suddenly they get more popular. You try to hide an image and everybody spreads it everywhere. I think they learned that lesson. And so now the form of censorship that they're taking is more of a soft touch where you don't even know you're being censored. You just think you're unpopular because nobody's responding to you, because nobody's actually seeing your stuff, even though it looks like they are.
Well, and no doubt there's still some of that shadow hand going on at X. I'm not sure how much Musk is aware of it or even has the time to look at it or deal with it, quite frankly. But I noticed that my old account, so I've got the new account at Owen Schroeder 1776, which is where the majority of my content goes. I do more non-political stuff on my old account at All I Do Is Owen. But what's clear, they both have virtually the same amount of followers. It's like 148 and then 147. But what's clear is that if you don't have a premium account, you basically have no traffic at all. So they right. want you to pay for the account. I guess that's understandable. But also, there's clearly a level of shadow banning that somehow still exists. I don't know if Linda Yaccarino is running this, or there's just, you know, old things that are still in the system mm-hmm. that haven't been cleared out. Or maybe there are some leftists kind of in there just playing their own hand because that's what they do. So there's no doubt that that's still going on. But to go from, because here's the other thing, too. It's like the YouTube phenomenon. When Alex Jones was banned off of YouTube and when InfoWars was banned off of YouTube, so many people just never tuned in again.
Right.
Now, we were still on air every day. We had to build our own platforms, and we did. And so we've kind of, you know, created our own ship that we can survive without it now. Thank God we're prepared for that. But it was like this weird phenomenon where it's just, I only go to YouTube. And if you're not on YouTube, then I'm not going there. Well, the same thing is kind of the case with X. People only go to X. They wake up in the morning, they go to X. They sit in their car, they go to X. They turn their car off or on, they go to X. You know, they sit down on the toilet, they go to X. But that's all they do is they always go to X. So now that we're back there, people are like, oh, InfoWars is back. Well, we never went anywhere, but they're tuning in again.
Yeah, no, and we were talking about this because there's something special about Spaces. Spaces is kind of unlike any other. It's different than the live streaming atmosphere. It's different than the radio atmosphere. the ability to interact, the ability to post your messages, the ability to sort of organize and bring people in. There's something very special about Spaces, so I'm glad we're taking advantage of it. But you're right, and I even fall into this where, you know, it'll be somebody that I watch continuously, and then they get banned, and if it's not shown to me, I forget it exists. I don't go out and look for it. I'm just used to it being in my feed, so I watch something every day, and then if it's not in my feed, it's like I just forget it exists completely. So I understand it, but you're right, that totally happened where we got kicked off of YouTube and people just thought we were gone. They just thought we disappeared into the ether and, never existed again. So it's, as much as Elon Musk has sort of, because we know the shadow banning has taken place. There was a compilation recently that I was a part of where it was showing that people with massive engagement, my engagement was up 90-something%. Every other number was down massively, hundreds of points, meaning
Shapiro
that...
Shapiro effect.
Yeah. Literally. So because because people aren't being fed my stuff, they're just not seeing it. So we don't like that. We don't like some of the moves that Elon Musk has made very recently. Personally, I'm not a big fan of censorship sort of working its way back into X. But what he's done so far, us getting our accounts back, being able to do this live, it's absolutely tremendous the amount of free speech that's on X compared to how it used to be just a couple years ago.
Well, and it's going to become even more important now. This story hit the press yesterday. George Soros is about to take control of 220 of the most popular radio stations that are left out there. And obviously, to an extent, radio is a dying medium. More people are using the internet or apps or streaming platforms in their cars, or even, XM satellite radio, than they were, say, 10, 20, definitely 30 years ago. So, I mean, talk radio, AM, FM is not near the important medium as it once was, but it is still extremely important. I mean, my first big break in media came in talk radio. The first show I ever hosted was in talk radio on terrestrial stations, and, same for Alex Jones. And so there is still a large audience there. Otherwise, George Soros would not have just spent $400 million to do so. And so, I mean, we're talking about the biggest cities and the most popular stations in those cities, from Atlanta, Dallas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and on and on and on. So, I mean, now these alternative platforms become even more important because there's still, I mean, talk radio probably overall as a medium is the most free speech platform that there is out there. I mean, as long as you can have an audience and either, get your own sponsors or the sponsors the station brings in, you can say pretty much whatever you want. I mean, there's still censorship on talk radio, obviously, but still that's where a lot of this stuff can get through. And there's private ownership, there's local ownership. But now it's this group that just got bought off by George Soros. And so you might see some change in content happen over the course of these years. But I think more importantly, what we're going to see, Harrison, is the propaganda that's going to be filtered into the breaks. Mm-hmm. There's just going to be propaganda every break. They're going to control the ad buys. They're going to control what groups are able to get onto the station. And so there's a reason why Bezos and Soros and all these guys buy media networks. It's not to make money. It's to control information.
100%. And these are big radio. Like, these are radio stations that I've never lived in New York City, but I know, 10-10 wins. Like, I've heard of that before. I mean, these are huge stations that have been around for decades, and I listen to the local radio quite a bit because I find it's the best way to sort of find out what's going on in my city. There's not a lot of locality when it comes to social media. I'm getting news from all over the world, but if I want to find out what's in Austin, I tune into my radio station and hear about events and festivals and that sort of thing. So, incredibly powerful weapon array just captured by the enemy forces under George Soros.
All right, so we'll go to X Spaces then. Maybe that will replace talk radio. Maybe you can have some free speech there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Smith, Chase Geiser with us, and a special report coming up from Alex Jones momentarily. We're trying to get this X Spaces up, having some technical difficulties, so we'll give you an update on that. Meanwhile, though, you know, this illegal immigrant issue is, I mean, I feel like this thing is about to fall off a cliff, because it really has this whole notion that, oh, well, it's asylum seekers or it's people just looking for a better life and all that. Folks, we now are importing massive gang activity and violent criminals. And I already had some news about this on my desk, but I mean, just listen to this stuff. Rapes, robberies, and shootouts at Darien Gap as Biden border crisis spreads chaos. I mean, now this is all commonplace. Just raping and robbing and killing people. Just, oh, that's just normal activity. It's Mad Max. I mean, it's literally Mad Max. James O'Keefe has to extract his undercover journalist after being held at gunpoint inside human trafficking camp. So, you know, they got guns, they're holding people hostage, I guess. And then who could have predicted this? I mean, seriously, who could have seen this coming? One of the young individuals that assaulted that police officer in New York City that got released has been arrested again.
What?
Illegal immigrant that was arrested in cop beating and released next day. Arrested again for robbing a Macy's. He'll be out again tomorrow, guarantee it. And there was another, while Harrison, while you respond to this, guys, just give me B-roll of clip 19. You had another mob of illegal immigrants attacking a police officer, this time with a machete. This is gang activity. 110%, this is gang activity on top of, obviously, it being criminal activity. But there you go, Harrison. The same guy that they arrested and released the next day robbed a Macy's.
Well, why wouldn't he? I mean, you beat a cop and you get away with it. Robbing a Macy's is nothing compared
to light work.
Beating an NYPD officer. So, yeah, I mean, what do you expect? You don't punish people for crimes. They keep committing crimes. I know. This is like a shocking revelation to most people in charge of our law enforcement these days. But, you know, it's not just the gangs. I mean, these cartels are infiltrating. It's going to eventually be. I mean, you're talking about a million people a month, 988,000 people this year, as in 2024.
It's absurd.
1 month, it's...
Mark McGwire on pace to hit 700 home runs in a season.
Yeah, it's beyond any record you can even imagine. And by the way, there's no shortage of money. There's never going to be a point where it's like, okay, we've taken 100 million, now they've run out. You know, it's like, we could take a million immigrants for the next 1,000 years, there would still be billions of people in the third world. There's no shortage. Yep. So when does this end? Does it only end when America becomes as bad as the places that they're fleeing, so there's no incentive to come to America? Because that's where we're headed. And, you know, there's a reason that America isn't Mexico. America isn't Colombia. You know, no offense to these countries. They're beautiful places. And, you know, the people in the vast majority are great. But, you know, there's a thing. Last time I was down in Mexico, there was a painting, and it was a police officer sitting there with holding a bitten apple, because they have this thing called the bite. And it's just that little bribery that you know to expect anytime you want to do anything. You get pulled over by the cop, you might get a ticket, but you're definitely going to be shaken down for a bribe. You try to start a business, you're going to have to pay the taxes normally, but you're also going to have to pay a little bit for whoever is you know, running it in your town. So there's this acceptance of corruption, or this pervasive corruption in places like Mexico, which, again, God bless them, I'm not, you know, I wish it wasn't like that. I definitely don't want America to be like that. And the more that we become less American, the more we become like corrupt places that these people are supposedly fleeing. And, of course, they're not asylum seekers. They're not refugees. They're just not. Okay, it's not a question. It's not a debate. These are magical words. It's like open sesame. You say the magical word and you get to come into the country.
They're taught the magical words by Democrat attorneys. It's all funded in these bills.
At this point, you just click the magic word on the app, and it says you're an asylum seeker all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, and here's – because, look, illegal immigrants committing crimes is no new story. Illegal immigrants raping, robbing, killing, it's no new story. But it's an ever-increasing phenomenon, but it's still more of a rare occurrence, you might say. It should be a zero occurrence,
right?
But it's still more of a rare occurrence. I'm telling you, I think this calendar year – this story is going to take off. I think it is now going to be a common, I mean, like daily, where you're going to have illegal immigrants raping, robbing, and killing.
Yeah.
That's how many they're bringing in. But it's just that they're clearly importing gangs is what's going on here. Gangs are now getting into this country, because everything you're seeing from these youths that are coming in is 100% gang-affiliated activity. Beating police officers, jumping in when your friend is getting robbed, robbing stores. These are gang initiations. These are gang codes. So this is only going to get worse. And now that they know they're above the law, I mean, who knows? All hell could break loose in some of these communities where you have thousands of these illegal immigrants. They could be gang members. Because look, what we just saw in El Salvador, it was shocking. When you saw all the gang members that got arrested and put in the prisons, you're like, oh my gosh, there's that many? Yeah, there's that many. And by the way, there's more. They're just not committing crimes anymore because they know they're going to get arrested. Well, now they know, well, if this is the new standard in Central America, We got to go to the United States where we get protected by law enforcement.
Well, and the mainstream media calls Bukele a dictator for what he's doing. So maybe these MS-13 members, gang members, could claim asylum on the basis of they'll be arrested by the dictator Bukele if we don't let him in. As absurd as that sounds, it's not absurd at all. I mean, they're literally doing it.
Well, and this kind of leads me into the shooting, again, that happened at the parade. I'm a little confused at how little information we're able to get on these shooters. Now, there have been some conflicting reports that came out. I am not convinced of any of it yet because they're conflicting, and some of it's even been proved to be not accurate. But you know they have the information on these shooters. Why they're not releasing it to the public is another question, and I'm not going to leap to any conclusions or assumptions, but it's odd. We still don't know everything. We're still learning more about the shooters. What do you mean? They know exactly everything about the shooters. They already brought them in. So, I mean, what's the deal there? I'm not insinuating that they were illegal immigrants, but maybe that's why they're not admitting it. So you had this shooting at the Super Bowl parade. If it wasn't for some of the Kansas City Chiefs fans there celebrating, who knows how bad it could have gotten. They apprehended the killers, the shooters. There was at least one death, others in critical condition. A couple of children were hit by bullets as well. But it's just, police probe motive of gunfire, and we still don't know anything about the individuals. Well, yeah, you do, but you're just not releasing it to the public. So here come the Democrats. Joe Biden. Yesterday's events in Kansas City should move us into action. We need to ban assault weapons. Well, that's just, what's an assault weapon? It could be a hammer. It could be a baseball bat.
Well, and also, I mean, did these guys use assault weapons? This is the frustrating thing, is they'll point to things. They'll either point to this, which I don't think there were assault weapons that were used. So they'll take an event where pistols are used and they'll say, see, that's why we need to ban assault weapons. Or they'll take the stats where they'll show, look how many gun deaths occur. We have to ban rifles and assault weapons. And it's like, but 99% of those statistics that you're showing me were handguns. So you're showing me a problem, and then you're offering a solution that does not address that problem at all, because it's not about addressing the actual problem. It's about disarming Americans from our Second Amendment.
Democrat Governor of California, we need to pass constitutional amendment against guns. What happened to unalienable? What happened to shall not be infringed? The other side of this story, though, Harrison, is that in the last couple months, we've watched six trans LGBTQ ideology shooters shoot up schools, shoot up churches, and not one of these responses from the Democrats, not one of these responses from the liberal media gun grabbers. But as soon as it's not clearly a leftist indoctrinated shooter, they jump on it and they say, see, we need to take away the Second Amendment. But they ignored it when it was their own people targeting Christians, targeting white people. They ignored it when it was the LGBTQ trans people that they wound up and made psychotic enough to go shoot people.
You know, one of the big stories from, I think it was last year, that didn't get nearly enough attention was the guy who went into the bank, I want to say in like Louisville or somewhere, and shot it up. And he was literally a leftist that was like, I'm going to go cause a shooting because I want gun control. I mean, he was literally shooting people in order to create the panic to bring about gun control. So it has so much more to do with the composition of our society, the collapse of our social cohesion, of the rampant crime that is gutting our inner cities, that is devastating families across the nation. We can deal with this at a root issue. It's not the guns that are the problem. And at the end of the day, it's about whether or not you're a free human with the dignity to arm yourself, or whether you are a slave and a subject at the whim of your betters. Because a lot of people will make fun of it. They'll say, you gun grabbers, you'll never actually do anything. It's just this fantasy.
Right.
And maybe. But the people in charge.
No, they already are.
They're very scared of the American. There's a reason that Australia was put into COVID camps and we weren't. And it's because we wouldn't have stood for it. And Australia is disarmed.
This is
a very important aspect to the equation that they run.
All right. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show complete. Are we on space?
We're good.
What do you think is going to happen here?
We fixed it. It was a technical issue. We'll be taking speakers.
You had to go into the Matrix. You had to go into the Tron code.
Yeah.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.